Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 29th day. This 29th day of August, right? Summer is flying by. Boy, is summer flying by. And tonight, folks, we have so much tonight. We're not going to be taking any phone calls because we have so much information to get out. And bear in mind, there are dark forces that want to take us down. I mean, they always want to take us down. So we need to get as much of this out as quickly as we can because we really don't know, you know, what could happen. And so there you go. So with that, I've got tonight none other than Courageous Craig as our producer.
Everybody.
There you go. And way out there in yonder, I got that country preacher, Joe the Parson Larson.
Yes, that child of his kingdom, and forever I am. Ready to go to work, boss.
All righty. Joe, we're going to get, before we get started, I just had a conversation with a good friend of mine who is an avid pro-lifer, one of those heroes of the faith who fought like everything to get the heartbeat bill passed. His name's Barry Sheets. And Barry now finds out he has cancer in the pelvic bone, and it's in stage 4. And I prayed with him today, and he said he would appreciate all the prayer he can get. So let's do this. I'm going to ask the folks out there, all the folks out there to help us. You know, I tell you what, God does answer prayer, and there are miracles today. There are still miracles today, and folks, I know I've received them. And so remember, every single one of you listening to me right now, every one of you, either need prayer now or you will in the future. It'll happen. So remember what God's Word, the Bible, says, those that show mercy receive it. And so, so have faith, believe, and pray with me as I pray for Barry. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Barry up. I don't know all of, and Barry doesn't even know, and probably all the doctors don't know all of what his situation is, but we do know this, that you do know. And we know, Father God, Lord, that all you have to do is say the word, just say, be healed, and he's healed. And so we want to hold Barry up to you, Father God, and ask that, Lord God, in every area where he could receive a blessing, in every single area where he could receive a blessing, he receives that blessing. And Lord, at the same time, that you would be a comfort to his wife, Ellen, and the family, Lord, at this time. So again, we ask that you touch him, heal him, and turn his desires towards you more and more every day in every way in all things at all time. In Jesus' precious name we ask this. Amen and amen. And so here.
Pastor, I was
going to
say both of us have both received some miraculous healing back when I had that accident. Everybody thought I had no chance of living. And here I am still working on the farm.
Yep, absolutely. And I had my time, too. They took a wheelchair in the room. Doctor told me when you're able to get into this, you've got broad shoulders, you're just going to have to take it, that you'll be in there the rest of your life. I told him, I said, you can take that out the way you brought it in. I'm not going to need it. And he laughed at me. He says, and what makes you think so? Are you an expert? And I said, the Lord told me. And he laughed.
That's exactly what I told the doctor that was trying to sew me up in the emergency room was, aren't you frightened? And I said, no, God said I'm going to be just fine. And
yep.
He just sat there in disbelief. And in fact, he said, later on he told me, he said, I haven't been going to church lately, but I'm sure going back this week.
Absolutely. There you go. And so we start out, Jonah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to read Revelation chapter 17, read the first two verses, and then pause.
All right. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Okay, so now, Joe, here, we have two applications here. We have a present-day application. Remember where this was written. And at that time, Babylon represented the early Roman Empire, which with its many, many gods they had, remember, and the blood of the Christian martyrs on its hands. So,
right.
That now, then you've got, as we go through this, we see the eschatological application of future events, which, boy, do we see how it really applies to today and how it actually did apply to today in 9/11 here once we get into chapter 18. And so now here, he's referring to the great whore that sits upon, and then in the next verse he refers to her as a woman. Why do you think he's using a woman here as a great whore? There's something that's taken.
I think everybody understands the concept of whoredom, women selling their bodies for money, or for power, or fame, or whatever. And so it works just perfectly because the great whore has worldwide influence. Sin, that sin, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, has influence over the entire world.
Well, it's the actions and by which we're seeing a sensual, seductive thing happen here with Babylon, with the nations of the world. Now remember, now there's
isn't
three.
That what the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh is, that sensual seduction
right.
into sin.
Yeah. Well, now remember, there's three parts here of Babylon.
Right.
There's three parts.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the political, the economic, and the religious.
Right.
And so here now, you have this, and this is what, well, you know, you have a part of that with the eyes, but it's the idea that Babylon, the three, they commit this fornication with the nations of the world and the people of the world, and especially the merchants, too. And
right.
So,
but he sitteth upon many waters. That represents all of the various peoples and the nations of the earth, right?
Right, the many nations. That's exactly what it represents. Now, so go ahead and so pick it up in verse 3. Now read verse 3 all the way through 6.
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in a purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make something clear there. That word admiration is not the way we use that word today. That there in the Greek was astonished. It's the same word that we use for astonished or amazed, okay? Not admired, okay? And so here now, when he's talking about the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, what do you think that symbolized?
Wealth, power. It was purple was royalty in scripture.
And scarlet represented what?
That was scarlet blood, sin.
Yeah, it represented sin. Now she had a cup in her full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots, and the Abominations of the Earth. Now, here again, you had, even today, what brings, you've got the woke corporations out there, you've got the deep state corrupt government, but today, even more so, what is it that's that really is behind a lot of the persecution of the church, of the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's the apostate church. It's the apostate church that,
right.
that
mm-hmm.
is behind that. Now, there's something else that's happening today, too. You're noticing there's people in the prosperity church, the name it, claim it, grab it, and stab it, who have become very, very multi-millionaires, okay? But they're cutting out now. They're getting out. Joel Osteen's he's leaving. Myers, what's the name? Beth Myers. She's jumping. They're going into different businesses. There's something that's happening out there today, and they're seeing because the world out there, like remember how Fox News was singing its praises to Rick Warren.
He was America's pastor. He was the one who was almost the savior of America and all kinds of rubbish.
Now, when they build these, when you see them build these prosperity preachers up, it appears like they love the prosperity preachers, but they don't. They want to build them up very high so when they fall hard. And what it is that they really hate, they don't like to see the prosperity preachers getting rich. You have so much covetousness. They don't like to see them getting rich. As far as the world's concerned, they're out there. They're hypocrites because they're just like them. The people in the media and Hollywood know that those people really are just like us out there. But they're getting
prostitutes.
Yeah, but they're prospering more than we are. You know, and
right.
Now, what did T.D. Jakes say? T.D. Jakes say, Jesus is our product. He is what we market, huh?
Yeah. Rick Warren, take away the crosses and have a business model. Same thing, trying to make a business out of the church.
Yeah. And so here, we see this now. And here he goes on. Let's pick it up in verse 7. Read verse 7 and 8.
And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell upon the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not. And yet is.
Okay, now, here you had those eight...
That confuses a whole bunch of people, doesn't it?
Well, you had... Remember at this time, this Nero Caesar was the fifth Caesar there. He was the fifth. Now, he had the spirit of Antichrist in him. He hated Christians. He hated Christians. He used to wrap Christians up, put them on crosses, and burn them to light his garden at night and invite his friends over. And they would look at the burning bodies of these Christians, and, you know, they would, you know, well, they were like Democrats, okay? But, you know, what's happening lately, do you notice that, and we'll talk about this, how the governor of New York wants all the decent people to leave. She wants all, she asked all the Trump supporters to leave and go to Florida. The guy that's running for governor of the Democrats in Texas said that he doesn't want any votes from decent people. He wants no votes for any of the Trump supporters, no good people or decent people. You had Joe Obama. Joe Obama came out and called us fascists. Now, they're doing this. There's a plan, and we'll talk about what that plan is a little later. But this is being done on purpose, and they're starting like what Hitler did with the Jews to get people to hate the Jews. You have to have an enemy, okay?
Right.
So you create the enemy.
Let's now, go.
Right. So here, the spirit of the Antichrist was in Nero Caesar. Now, he was the fifth. Now, at this time, this was the sixth. You had the sixth king. And so Caesar was, and when this was written, he was not. He was dead at the time of this writing. But he's saying that's the one that was and is not will be the eighth. He will be the eighth, okay? And so go ahead and I'll pick it up in verse 9 and read down through verse 14.
And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And how far did Jeremy go?
Just go down to 14, read through 14.
14, okay. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
All right, that's the church that he's referring to, those that are with him. And here's so now, there are seven mountains. There's two major cities in the world that sit on seven mountains. What are they?
Well, Rome sits on seven hills, or I guess you could call it a mountain.
And Israel.
Israel, yeah.
Okay, so now, well, you know, it's an interesting thing because different countries have as far as different qualifications, what makes a mountain. Here in Ohio, we only have one place where we have what is considered the hills are high enough to be mountains, and but they would not be a mountain in other states. Okay, some of the states. Where you'd have to be a little higher than they are here in Ohio.
Yeah, like so, Wyoming, Montana.
Yeah. But so here, these seven hills, you know, or seven mountains, or you want, that's Rome and Jerusalem, both. And that's an interesting thing. And so here now, it says, and the beast that was and is not, he is the eighth. There you go. Now, we're talking about the spirit of Antichrist, it's not going to be the same body of Nero Caesar. Who knows? He may appear in a like body, but it's that same spirit of Antichrist. And then he go down into perdition. Now the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom yet and received power as kings 1 hour of the beast. This is yet to come, but I think it's
right
in motion
right
now.
They will make up the new empire that comes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so then shall he make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. That's how it's going to end. And, boy, the left really needs to know that, don't they? Because they're going to be in for...
They don't believe it. We try to tell them that they don't believe Christ is coming back. They don't believe he is the Son of God. And they think that they're going to become God. So they just chalk it off as foolishness.
Okay, I'm going to do a little commentary here, Joe. So this is the commentary. As we go through this, we're going to pick it up right there tomorrow night as we go through. But in a conversation with a leftist individual, I noticed what appeared to be a hint of a reality setting in. And I've been having conversations with a far leftist individual here recently. He's a doctor, and there's a hint that he's starting to figure things out, okay? But he asked me, he says, why I thought that my reporting from my news sources have more credibility than his left-wing sources. In other words, he gets his news from NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. He wants to know why I thought that our reporting, what we report here, has more credibility. Well, my response was that we believe that it is a sin to lie. We believe that there is such a thing as sin, and that it's a sin to lie. Therefore, to that, for us to tell an untruth is repulsive to us. It's not only does it not come natural, it's repulsive being Christians.
Right.
And I told him,
it's a sin that the Lord says, the liars shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, so. And that's right, Revelation 21, verse 8. The last part of verse 8 says, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, huh? And so now here I told him, I says, where the left wing, your left wing news sources, now he couldn't argue with this. He could not argue with what I was going to tell him next. When I said that your left wing news sources are literally contracted liars. They're literally contracted liars. Now, they don't call lie. They sign, enter into a contract that they will speak what they call the narrative, whatever narrative. They call it a narrative, but no matter what it is, it could be the biggest lie in the world, okay? It could be the biggest lie in the world, but they're under contract to tell that very lie. And this is where the echo chamber comes in, and because they're a total lockstep, that they all will tell the same lie at the same time, okay? And I said, now that's the difference. That's the reason. And you know what? He couldn't argue with that. He couldn't argue with it. He couldn't tell me that wasn't true. And so we're going to stop here and take a...
Well, we've caught them in so many lies that if you think about it, you can't defend that because... We've made a joke one time. We could do a whole week of radio just out of those Democrat lies for that week, or maybe 2 weeks, depending on if it was a slow news week. Just basically going after and picking out lie after lie after lie after lie. So since they're repeated constantly, he has no defense.
No, he doesn't. We're going to cut away for a quick break. And then we'll be back right after this with lightning rounds. We got lightning rounds, Joe. We got a lot to cover. We got to get it done. Be right back.
A strange sensation has seized the nation. Man, things are suddenly peculiarly odd. Instead of thugs and thieves are breaking down our doors, we now deplore the federal forfeiture squads. Have a blessing from our Congress to take a cut of everything they can steal. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, things have suddenly become unreal. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm.
federal policeman. Please leave my private property alone. They got new laws now, they're calling loan fraud. Looks like our law enforcement grew a new arm. You make misrepresentation on your loan application, you might just have to forfeit the farm. The crazy fact is, it's retroactive, which lets them loot your life historically. You may be dead in your grave, but if you did not behave, you might just forfeit up your family tree. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Please, please, federal policeman, sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
The ATF and the FBI just hired the KGB. The ADL's got a list for sale.
But you're anti-Semitic if you call it a conspiracy.
Now how could they call it a conspiracy?
My widowed mama, they stole her condo on another federal seizure forfeiture spree. She made the tragic mistake of renting to some reprobate they caught with drugs inside her property. They say her condo somehow is guilty. Now have you ever heard a condo confess? Here in the land of the free and the home of the slave, it's a tangled legal web of a mess. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Please, please, federal policeman, now this is 10 times worse than Whitewater Gate. Before you pass right on through somebody's private front door, you better check that off of office you take. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. Please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
Alrighty, we are back. Pastor Joe and myself, two old men doing the things that our critics would never have the courage to do. Bringing new songs like that, for one. But anyhow,
right.
Joe.
Pretty much.
Joe, you remember the time I had to run in with the dirty cops that were taking bribes at the abortion mill? And
right. They
came down, and they didn't even try to hide it. They walked out holding an envelope full of money and laughing, thought it was funny. They were being paid off. Well, I went on the radio, and I gave their...
How powerful they were that they had people behind them that could buy and sell you.
Well, I went on the radio, and I gave their names and their badge numbers out there and their precinct. And, it didn't make them look real good. And the next thing I knew what happened was the clean cops, the good guys, the white hats, they showed up and told me, we want to thank you for doing what you did. I was a little concerned at first because what happened after that, when I got out there, there was always one car watching me when I was preaching out there at the bloody abortion mill, afraid I would save some babies, and these guys would take the money. And so, but I go back out. Now there's two cars. And one of them pulls up very slow. And the cop driving said, "You see those guys over there?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "They're watching you." I said, "They always are." He said, "But it's different this time." He said, "They're watching you and we're watching them. Because those guys got a contract on you. And we're here watching your back. And we want you, on behalf of us honest and clean cops, we want to thank you for outing those guys. They're dirty, and they're making us all look bad. Now, I said all of that to say this. President Trump came out today, and he's urging the FBI. He's urging those people in the FBI, the ones that still have, that have kept their integrity, the ones that still have not gone dirty. He's urging them to join in with the other whistleblowers. And they're coming. The whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork now. And President Trump is asking you to do what we've been asking you to do. What we've been asking, say, you FBI agents, the ones that have kept your integrity, that haven't gone dirty, haven't betrayed your God and your country and your countrymen. You know, it's you, folks, and you suffer because your children don't want their friends to know that you're FBI agents. They brought a bad name. Your wives don't want people to know that you work for the FBI. And so they, you know, and it's not you that did it. You didn't bring it on yourself. People like Jim Comey, they did it to you. Merrick Garland, he did it to you. People like Peter Strzok and Robert Mueller and Andrew McCabe, Chris Wray, they're the ones, they did that. Now, they need to repent. They need to repent of that sin. But you need to come clean and come up and say, you know what? Like those, like the clean caps did. And they thanked me for doing what I did. You need to go out and do that. You need to say, you know what? I'm better than that. I'm better than that. And you need to join with your fellow FBI agents that have more integrity, that have higher standards, and clean that mess up, because it's reduced us to third world status. And I'm going to tell you, what more can I say? Joe, we got a lot of articles we got to get covered, so
let me back that one up. Top FBI agent resigns amid claims he shielded Hunter Biden from probe. Yep, New York Post. Top FBI Washington field office reported Timothy Theibault, agent in charge. I think that's Theibault somebody.
Yeah, it is. We reported on him last week, but go ahead.
You did. Okay, 25-year veteran had already been on leave by the FBI, and they said he was escorted out of the field office by two headquarter-looking types, that he was the one who was, you know, hiding Hunter Biden and protecting that. So you did. It's just interesting that somebody is doing something. Maybe some of those people are stepping forward. But did you hear what Biden went and did? You know, those new 80,000 IRS agents with guns that are going to be like FBI agents?
Yeah.
He hired Nicole Flax, served as the chief of staff for the acting IRS commissioner, Stephen Miller. Remember the one fired amidst a cover-up scandal of not letting the conservative organizations get a 501c3 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
This Nicole Flax is now going to be in charge of setting up a new division. An agency will establish a new centralized office to implement elements of the bill, including the 87,000 new hire agents. And this Flax will be the deputy commissioner in charge of the large business and international division, who's been the deputy commissioner, will lead this new centralized office. So here we have a former Obama hack when they were going after conservatives and, you know, through the IRS. And now one of those is going to be in charge of all these new armed agents. So it goes right along with what's happening to the FBI is happening in the IRS.
Well, the IRS has kind of been dirty for a long, long time, okay?
Right. But now they're going to be armed and dangerous just like the FBI. See, that's the connection.
There's something more going on here, and what you're seeing happening, Joe, is this, that, again, as we saw when the governor of New York came out and referred to Trump supporters, us people, to leave, when the fellow that's running for governor of Florida, against DeSantis when,
Chris?
One by one, they're coming out and they're trying to villainize Christians. They want to villainize all Christians, all conservatives. They're not using the word Christians. They're just saying Trump supporters. And,
right.
You know, who supports Trump? Christians, right? So
Christians.
And, you know, conservative patriots. And so here, the idea is they're trying to create a villain. They're trying to influence and make it, because there's a lot of people out there that don't think. I mean, this is what, you know, we know that, like he tells you, the simple-minded hear things and they don't think. And so they're trying to do like what Hitler did, convinced that the reason for all of the problems you had in Germany was the Jews. And this is what they're doing. They want to provoke. They want to provoke an armed and use the IRS code or the IRS as taxes. They want to come against small businesses, churches and small businesses. I mean real churches and small businesses.
Where the power in the country is, in the independent small businessman who takes charge of himself, his life, or herself, and the churches, that's where your conservative fundamentalist Christians are. They're not in the mega entertainment centers. And the small business is the backbone of the American economy, so yeah, that's where you attack.
And they figure, well, the people are not going to unite. They're not going to do, we'll go after one at a time, pick them off one at a time. They're not going to unite. Look what we did. We saw what happened there in January 6th. It was a test case. We got those people right now where they're living in squalor. In fact, you know, here, some of the articles we have talking about the conditions that these people, these patriots, are living under, and whose standards are so much higher than Merrick Garland's or any of those extremely corrupt people in D.C. And so they're figuring they could push.
We would never do that to a Democrat because they're still human, even though they're wrong and evil.
Yeah. And so, well, actually, they're referred to in 2 Peter and also in the book of Jude as beasts. Anyhow,
yeah.
Breaking 37,500 affidavits delivered to the Gwinnett County, Georgia Election Board, 20,000 challenging the 2020 election, which never should have been certified. That's exactly what Trump was telling. That's what we were telling people.
We were telling, yep, exactly.
Press release out this morning, more than 37,000 affidavits were delivered to the Gwinnett County, Georgia Election Board, challenging voter rolls and the handling of the 2020 election. These affidavits included 20,000 from the 2020 election. These affidavits prove, without a doubt, that the 2020 election never should have been certified in Georgia. We all kept saying that. Remember, President Trump was right on the money. A stunning total of 37,500 affidavits were delivered to the Gwinnett County Board of Elections office in challenge of the voters' rolls. You're not going to hear a word of this at NBC, ABC, or CBS, folks.
Not a word.
Handling of the 2020 elections, these affidavits included 20,000 challenges to actual votes that were certified just after the 2020 election. They were certified just after.
After, right.
They submitted affidavits only included Gwinnett County vote challenge still. The number far exceeds the presidential spread for the entire state of Georgia and confirms the 2020 election should have never been ratified. Are certified. 10 months ago, a team of patriotic Georgian residents came together to research election process to determine if the repetitive narrative regarding the safe, secure, and honest election, there you go, you got that word narrative, repetitive lie, in Georgia represented the truth. The results of the investigation prove otherwise. The team found that bloated voter rolls and voter fraud. Here in Ohio, in many areas, you had more votes than you had people, Joe. Gwinnett is the second largest county by population in Georgia, and the team expects to deliver.
We were talking about that early on, way back, or almost the election night or the night after. Wait a minute, you can't have more people voting than you have registered voters. Something's wrong.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what you... Yeah. So that it's 18 by population in Georgia. The team expects to deliver approximately 18,000 additional affidavits once research is completed. The team of volunteers worked diligently analyzing Secretary of State voter rolls, voter history files, and 2020 voter absentee files data to ensure accuracy. There you go. I mean, it's the corruption, but here's another one.
It's a little criminal now, in a way, except to wake people up that they are going to try and do the exact same thing this next election that they did. They got away with it once. Why would they not try it a second time?
Well, if they can't stop the election, that's exactly what they're going to do. Everything, they still have those, all those machines and everything is still out there. They're still in place, okay? And they've been working with ways to corrupt. Again, the Democratic Communist Party is completely corrupt. There's not anything at all. There's not anything within that that collective that is not corrupted. It's completely and totally corrupt, Joe. Here's another article. Criminal complaint filed with Wisconsin Election Commission against Shady Claire Woodhull Vogue over illegal ballot collections in back alley. Listen to this. In the early hours of November 4th, 2020, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a batch of 143,379 ballots, every single one for Joe Biden, was dropped at the state totals. Okay.
Mathematically impossible, even in a highly Democratic neighborhood. That's impossible. It does not happen, right?
Last August, we unearthed an email that showed the culprits behind the drop were laughing about what they had done after the ballot drop. We all know now what the many states that dropped huge numbers of ballots stealing the race for Joe Biden. One morning, on the morning of November 4th, America woke up to the series of results of the massive fraud in multiplying swing states. In Wisconsin, over 144,000 ballots for Joe Biden alone were dropped in Milwaukee, giving Biden the lead. This is, you see, folks,
Milwaukee, yep.
This is why it is so important to have independent media, and because we are not in lockstep. We don't come together and say, well, what is our narrative going to be? We don't all report the same thing. We're not a part of the communist collective. We're independent.
We have to say what is the truth, because our boss, our Lord and Master, says we must what? Tell the people the truth. He called us to be watchmen on the wall, and he said if we do not do what he called us to do honestly, the blood will be on our heads. Kind of an incentive for telling the truth, isn't it?
It sure is. Now, we've referred to this fraudulent tactic as the drop and roll. In August, the Gateway Pundit uncovered an email to Clara Woodall Vogue, the executive director for elections in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In the email, sender Ryan Chu from the election group shared, "Claire, you have a flair for drama, delivering just the margin needed at 3 a.m. I bet you had those votes counted at midnight and just wanted to keep the world waiting." I mean, here you go. And he goes on to say, "Ms. Claire is the executive director of the Election Commission of the city of Milwaukee. They were laughing about her late night ballot drop."
That was humor. The left has been accusing Trump of, cheating in the elections, the Republicans, Russian collusion, colluding with Russia to help beat Hillary. They have been using what we call projection behavior. We've always said that they're always accusing us of doing what they're doing. And for more years than I can remember, we've been saying, look at what they're accusing, look what the left's accusing us of doing. It's what they're doing. And this has been going on for more than 30 years that I can remember. I'm getting old and can't remember too far back anymore. But this is something that happens over and over and over again. People, you've got to see, when you see a pattern like this that's been happening for 30, 40 years, there's a reason. These people use this process. Whatever they're doing wrong, they always accuse us of doing it. This is the communist method. It's been going on since Karl Marx, probably, And you've got to wise up and learn.
Absolutely. Here you go. This is an article by Seth Cutter. Breaking, China working with cartels to kill Americans. No kidding. No kidding.
Really?
And let me tell you who's working. First of all, the Chinese own the Biden crime family. The just like when you see in those movies with the God, with all the families meet, and there's one family, one guy that's usually in charge. China, you know, owns the Biden. They've admitted that they own the Biden crime cartel, the Biden family crime cartel. They've admitted that they own that. Okay, now.
People at the very highest levels of the government. Well, who would that be? Yeah.
Now, speaking with that, the big guy, okay, the godfather of the drug cartels and the human smuggling cartels, those that, like in the mafia, where they would buy the crooked police chief or they would buy the crooked judge. So what they do is that he's got the word in. He's got Mariakas out there making sure, and by the way, making sure that 4.9 million illegal aliens crossed open border in the U.S. in the first 18 months of the Biden regime. And that's roughly the population of Ireland, Joe.
Yeah.
And now, so here...
The whole country illegal. That's called, that's an assault on this country. It's an attack.
Right. And
I mean, it's an assault.
The Biden crime family is working, making sure that the doors are left open, making sure the doors are wide open for the drug cartels to sneak in fentanyl. Fentanyl is killing the young people in this country. And Joe Obama and the Biden crime cartel is making sure the doors are open and they can get in here. And also the human smuggling. There's all of these children that are disappearing. What's happening to these children? The Democratic Communist Party is flush. It's flush with pedophilia. And again,
speaking of the children, did you know that they have found a whole bunch of these fentanyl pills look like candy now? They are making them colored, rainbow colored. They look like candy, and they've been seized there at the Nogales port of entry last week. And the border people said this could be the start of a trend with transnational criminal organizations, which these cartels, people don't understand, they are in 15 to 20 nations of the world. It's not just Mexico. They are international crime cartels, and now they're pushing these pills to look like children's candy. Why? To go to the children. They want younger victims, they want more victims, so they're after your children, your grandchildren, and you better decide to get a little angry, or you're going to watch your children and grandchildren die.
Well, there's something else they should be angry about. We're going to get to that in a minute here. Yeah. But, Joe, do you know what? The Democrats have changed the word of pedophilia to a pedophile. They've changed the word from pedophilia to minor attraction. They're calling it now minor attraction. This is what the politically correct, this is what you'll hear at NBC, ABC, CBS, who are all a part of this. They won't use the word pedophilia. They use the word minor attraction now.
Remember the Fabian socialists clear back in the late 1800s, 1890s, words will be the weapon of our new warfare to bring socialism, communism to America. By changing and shifting words, words will be the weapon of war. By changing and shifting these words, we change and shift the meanings, control the debate, change the attitudes. This is how they said they were going to attack us. Then we called it political correctness. It was cultural Marxism. Now it's wokeism. They just keep doing this over and over, and the dumb sheep do not seem to catch on. So we're screaming a warning tonight. Stop being naive. Start to figure out this is a revolution taking place in your backyard. It's the future of your children and grandchildren at stake. Nothing could be more serious or important.
Alrighty. Here, stunning, 4.9 million illegal aliens crossed open border into U.S. in the first 18 months. And again, of the Biden regime, that's roughly the population of Ireland. Here, this is, again, the Federation of American Immigration Reform issued the following statement as well as a deeper dive into the growing border crisis based on data quietly released yesterday by the Biden regime. Earlier this month, alleged President Obama Biden took credit for the July inflation rate being only 8.5%. Now the July border numbers are finally public, and the White House may take credit for the fact that only 199,976 illegal aliens crossed our border in that month, down from 207,416 in the month of June. A minor drop in the border encounters is still not encouraging. Traditionally, numbers drop in the hottest summer months, and the last month's figures actually represented 325% increase over the average number of July apprehensions under the Trump administration. More significantly, July numbers bring the total of illegal aliens crossing the border since alleged President Biden took office to 4.9 million, including
That's wrong because they failed to mention that there are over 900,000, in other words, almost a million gotaways since Biden took office. So you can add pretty close to a million gotaways. This is where they smuggle in the real terrorists, the real traffickers, the real bad people. So that figure, just add a million to it, make it what, 5.5 million?
No. That would, you add that million to it, and that would make it over 6 million.
6 million, wow. Yeah, nothing to worry, nothing to see here, folks. No big deal. Just, you know, 6 million people. Good grief.
Yeah. All righty. Their water is brown.
While you were in that, I just thought of something. They had, they picked up 66 people on the terrorist list. So how many other terrorists out of another million gotaways, if they caught 66, how many more were in that almost another million? Oh, and by the way, I found out that there were two or three countries in South America. Remember, we were supposed to be looking at the core problem, El Salvador, Guatemala. President of each country said there has been no U.S. contact within the past year from the Biden administration. Not one phone call, not one contact, even with the State Department. So we're hearing lies from the Biden administration big time.
All right, Joe, we're going to be going to a break. When we come back, we're going to have, as quickly as we can, we got two clips. We're going to play two clips. They're about 15 minutes apiece. And in these two clips, because we want to do it while we can, because we know that they're going to try probably to take them down and take us down. We're watching what's happening. Okay, so we need to get the information out as quickly as possible. And then for tonight, anyhow, we've got so much to cover. We need to get as much information out tonight. So tonight we won't be taking phone calls, folks. We gotta get this stuff out tonight. Again, like I said, you don't know how bad they want us off the air, and that is why we need your support the way we do. And so, also got to report very quickly that we have the Heritage Club of Northeast Ohio is having a second. I have to wait till after because I don't have enough time to make this announcement. We'll make it at the bottom of the hour. So, go ahead. Get it done. Go ahead. Play the clips. Play the commercial. We'll do the commercial. Do the commercial.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program,
you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.